Creating community becomes the grace to do. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll explore what grace to do actually means in a couple of different cultural contexts, and we'll connect it with the Great Commission. Winter weather and ISIS are making life pretty unbearable for those who remain in northern Iraq. Heavy rainfall has taken the lives of at least three refugee children in the past few days. A prominent Sunni leader says the Islamic State's execution count is up to 4,000 in Mosul alone, and he's calling for immediate help. In the midst of it all, though, hope's rising. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says God is working through Muslim background believers like Muhammad. He and his wife live in a refugee camp with over 1,000 Sunni Muslim families.
They were the only Christians. They don't leave their children alone. They don't leave their stuff unguarded because even there they can be persecuted.
Despite the dangers, Muhammad and his wife obeyed the Great Commission.
They witnessed for Christ and led members of two other families to Christ. So now there's parts of three families that are Christians in this camp of over 1,000 families.
Would you join us next Friday in Grand Rapids, Michigan, as we pray for persecuted Christians like Muhammad and his wife? Turning to Ethiopia, more than 10 million people are in crisis due to the worst drought in over 50 years. Food for the Hungry CEO Gary Edmonds says it's a situation where families are fighting for their very survival.
Many times women and children have to travel more than 12 hours round trip to gather water. There's a domino effect in a significant way. Entire families are not able to have water, not able to have food.
While the ministry has worked in Ethiopia for 32 years, the aid being provided now is unprecedented. Convoys are delivering food, and water is being ferried in by truck and by more unconventional methods.
Many of the areas to which we're going are unable to be able to actually have trucks go there. So we have to get donkeys and move the water there and jerry can to be able to get it to these people.
Edmund says everybody can be part of the effort through prayer and giving. Stay tuned for details on how you can help Ethiopian families in crisis. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's a saying that goes, Americans have the watches, but Africans have the time. It's about taking time and focusing on what's important, which is what's behind the Chisomo idea in Malawi. In their context, it's about setting down roots in community, developing relationships with people, and that brings change. For example, take one of their math tutors. President and CEO Noel Musicha says she's a Muslim, but she joined the weekly Bible studies, and then this happened.
I really have this gift of tutoring. But I feel like I'm missing something. Whatever you guys are talking about on Thursday, I feel like I need that. And through that, she's made a commitment to begin to follow Jesus.
It takes diversity to build strength. Chisomo Connect is a sponsorship program that brings in others on a 10-to-1 basis, creating relationship with one person in Malawi and with each other. Holly Cunningham says it's all about the gospel in action.
When we can create a community where people are in continual relationship with one another, they will feel like they belong, which will lead to believing.
Keeping in mind that investing in relationships is important, Operation Mobilization's partner, School Bags for Bosnia, is changing communities. They're handing out school bags packed with supplies and Christian literature in 9 impoverished areas. The ministry has shown love to 550 kids and their families. Parents are touched by the gifts, and as a result, they're asking more questions about God's Word, and entire communities are being transformed and learning to live their lives for God. Throughout this entire broadcast, we've been talking about the grace to do. What does that mean? Well, sometimes it means change, and a Pioneers USA worker recently saw that when he shared the gospel with a group of skateboarders. One day, a believer asked the worker how he was changing the kids because they wouldn't stop talking about the gospel. Pioneers worker replied that it was God who was changing hearts. So there's grace to do, and the response is action. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On March 4th, Mission Network News and its partners are inviting you to the free IMN prayer event on the campus of Cornerstone University. Just go to missionnews.org for the details. I'm Ruth Kramer.